AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. Jurors in Brunswick, Georgia, shortly after beginning their second day of deliberations in the trial of three white men for the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery, a black man, sent a note to Judge Timothy Walmsley.
We, the jury, request to see the following videos three times each. One, original video short version. Two, enhanced high contrast version. We would also like to listen to the 911 call on 223 by Greg McMichael.
That from Court TV. Greg McMichael, his son Travis, and their neighbor William Roddy Bryan are all on trial in Arbery's shooting death in February 2020. Millions of people who missed the chance to visit with family and friends last Thanksgiving because of the pandemic are on the highway, in train and bus stations, as well as airports. The numbers are expected to be near or even higher than before the pandemic. Here's Julie Walker.
From Friday through Monday, the number of people flying in the U.S. was more than double the same days last year and only 8% lower than the same days in 2019. And the TSA is dismissing concerns it might have staffing shortages at airports because of the federal worker COVID vaccine mandate. White House officials said 93% of TSA employees are in compliance and they don't expect disruptions.
The number of people filing for unemployment benefits in this country last week dropped below 200,000, the lowest level since 1969.
Just the headline numbers are quite stunning when we see new jobless claims sinking by a huge number, 71,000 to a seasonally adjusted 199,000.
Bankrate.com senior economic analyst Mark Hamrick. Since topping 900,000 in early January, the unemployment applications have fallen steadily toward and now below their pre-pandemic level of around 220,000 a week. This is AP News. Consumer spending was up a solid 1.3% last month, even with a 5% jump in inflation. That modest increase leads some economists to see this year's holiday shopping season to be strong. Here's the AP's Shelley Adler.
With retail sales trending up, holiday shoppers should give stores a boost this year. Rod Sides is vice chairman for Deloitte Retail Practice.
Year over year, we're expecting an increase of about 12%. So the average spend is going to rise from $401 last year to $448 this year.
And after many people spent the holidays close to home last year due to COVID-19, shoppers are back to going for the experience in 2021.
Germany is expecting its 100,000th COVID-19 death sometime this week as another wave of infections rolls across Europe. The World Health Organization says there has been an 11% rise in cases in Europe in the last week. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.